We're at the top of the hour, so let's jump on into things here. This is your host, Vance Rogers, of Saturday AM Live, and today we're going to be talking specifically about humans being more. And, you know, what I've discovered in my brief 17-year career with NECN is that humans being more is one of those experiences, our two-day training event, if you can call it that, and now we've added on to it a business fundamental portion of that. So for humans being more is a day and a half, and then we get a cram-packed 4 to 5 hour session with a guest President's Club member who does the training on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, depending on the days that you get to participate in it. And but what I've discovered over the years is that people either fall into two categories. They either grab hold of what is taught, all the different exercises, the different principles on what I like to say, allowing your heart to communicate with your head and vice versa, and how they correlate. Because, you know, principles and systems and formulas are fantastic, but unless we have the opportunity to get the heart connection, then it doesn't work. And we are, as wellness consultants, we are the envy of the industry because nobody else has it. And what I've enjoyed watching is people that have been with NECN and then they move on to something else, which is fine. That's their choice. But they try and take some element of humans being more with them. And, because it's second to none. And, again, what I've discovered, people either latch onto it or they're like, I'm not into all that stuff because I don't know if we really understand the power of it. And so what we're going to talk about today with, Pat and Dave Smith, and those of you who have been through humans being more, you'll understand that the heart connection that can take place when you walk into a room of either a few dozen people or a couple hundred people that are participating in humans being more, and you connect with people. And that was my case with Pat and Dave. I walked in before I could even grab my name tag. I think it was Pat who came up to me and said some comment, and I said, oh, okay, and then I met her husband, Dave, and I did what I call a Denny Rogers and just started asking questions. And I thought, well, I want to learn more about this couple. And so we're going to highlight, you guys didn't know we were going to do this, but you guys are the stars of the show here today, and we're going to let our listeners hear a little bit more about you guys and your journey with NECN. So let's, first of all, welcome to the call. I know you guys have listened before, but it's good to have you on as a guest speaker, presenter.
It's an honor to be on.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Very much.
And first of all, let's get a plumb line established here. How long have you guys been with NECN?
About going on 6 years.
6 years. Okay. So take us back to the beginning, because I know you have a very interesting background. And, well, I think it's interesting. And tell us a little bit about what you guys did. And just so our listeners know, this young couple has been married for last April, celebrated 50 years of marriage bliss. And that's because Dave has learned the two most important words as a husband, and that's yes, dear. I actually learned that from him while we were together. But let's go back to the beginning, prior to NECN. What did you guys do for occupation? Tell us a little bit more about Dave and Pat Smith.
Well, we both have business backgrounds. Pat's primarily in real estate and education in real estate as well. My background was in a family business in Pittsburgh, which was a hardware store, and then moved to Florida, went into construction sales, and moved on from that. The next primary thing that we did was our son developed a flight simulator that the U.S. Navy found out about, and we make a long story short, Pat and I went on the road for just about 5 years, particularly interesting since we told our son we wouldn't do it, but we spent over 300 nights a year on the road, and one of the most wonderful yet trying experiences that I think I've ever had the opportunity to enjoy at times. The issues that I faced physically at that time were particularly in regard to my joints, my hips, and my knees. And the knees actually started while I was still on my feet at the hardware store so much. The hips developed after long driving issues, particularly in my sales job, and then driving so much with the flight simulator. It got to the point where I could not get up off the floor. I had to pull myself up on a table or a chair or whatever might be handy to get to be able to stand. Now, this was back just about, that would have been around 2000, 2001. I have to stop and think exactly what the date might have been. The issues being it was so bad that I would send the recruiters out of the simulator trailer telling them that I was bringing up the simulator, and they understood it was proprietary information. Well, the proprietary information was the fact, not of the simulator, but the fact that the individual they were hiring couldn't stand up normally. And it you can imagine what that involves. Well, my brother called me one day from Pittsburgh and was talking about this these products that he had found that my niece, his daughter, had brought to his attention, and he was so excited about them. And the interesting thing is my brother had never hyped anything in his life that I was ever aware of, and he was so excited about this company, the name of which he couldn't pronounce, and all the good things they did. And again, long story short is we went to Pittsburgh, we went to a product presentation. I was very, very skeptical. I did not particularly didn't want to be involved in network marketing again, but I thought I'd give the product a try because of my brother's excitement. I did not have an overnight product experience, but I can tell you in about 18 months, I went from hardly being able to navigate to I now help my son in his construction business, and I don't mean with the paperwork, I mean with the hammers and the nails. I can climb a ladder, which I'll be doing later on this afternoon because we're behind on the job. It's just an amazing thing for me, and I think one of the greatest gifts besides life that God ever gave me was my wife, Pat, and all that she has brought into my life. And the thing that has made me able to enjoy our grandchildren, our children, and each other is the fact that Nikan products have made my life an enjoyment. I'm ready for a 30-year mortgage on my house.
Now, if
well, I'll take over a little bit, Dan, unless you have a question.
No. I'd love to hear your perspective on that because I heard several things that I wanted to key in on. But Pat, yeah, you go ahead and share your perspective of what it was like to see. I mean, when you talked about being on the road 300 nights of the year, the fact that you got to do that with your spouse, I mean, that in itself is a dream come true, unless you're, you know, homebodies, then that would have been torture. However, being able to have that type of career, but at the same time, knowing that you can't continue doing this because the physical agony that, Dave, you were in with for your niece. Pat, I'm curious, from your perspective, looking back prior to Nikan, what was it that, I mean, Dave mentioned that you were involved in businesses yourself. Contrast and compare, if you will, what life was like then. Kind of compare it, and then we'll get into what life is like now.
Well, let me start by saying my background is in real estate, and I actually taught real estate also. As with most of the women out there, there's a period in your life that you become a volunteer. You're the symphony, you're the PTA, whatever has to be done free, you do it. And I think we all go through that, but we learn a lot about business in doing so. I want to go back to where Dave said he didn't want any parts of multi-level marketing again. When I heard this, I said, yeah, I'm doing the business. I don't know why he looked at it, but I looked at the business because we were successful in a company in the 80s. The problem with it back then is I had to keep an inventory, I had to write all the checks, and I had to get my customers. And with Dave being transferred as often as he was, it meant moving an inventory every time we moved and picking up new customers. So we kind of dropped it. We were doing well. It was a nutritional company. I think your mom and dad know which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw this come along, I was excited about the business. The perspective of being on the road, it can be a challenge sitting in a truck driving with someone and then spending 24 hours a day in the motel in the truck doing the business. But it lasted for 50 years, and we're so happy about it.
Now, Pat, what was it, because you just shared with us, and we're, trust me, you guys who are hanging tight, we're going to talk about humans being more, but I want to lay some groundwork here because you're going to understand why it's so imperative. And I think, Pat, you'll answer this real quick, is talking about an inventory, working with a company that was the primary responsibility. And if you have your own business, you're going to deal with inventory, especially if it's a retail type business, and people coming to your home and picking up stuff. And that's something we don't deal with. It's sneaking. And those of us who are well-intentioned, we understand that. We just, pick up the phone and order the product or go online and order the product. But why was it that you were so interested in the business? Was it because you didn't have an inventory? I mean, I have to think there was more to it than that.
No, the freedom of multi-level marketing.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's just, and the opportunity of income is there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we work it, as long as we don't slack off, it's a job. It's not a job. That's the wrong word. It's a business. It's a career. But it's a career we can enjoy because we're with so many great people giving those Nikan hugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that gives us an understanding of where you guys are coming from. Now, humans being more 4 or 5 weeks ago when we were together in Melbourne, this was not your first experience, correct?
Correct. I think this is my fourth or fifth, and Dave?
This is my third.
Okay. So about every couple of years, when you look back over the 6 years of Nikan, and what were you guys thinking now? Was this the first time with the business fundamental training?
No.
No, we've done it before.
You've done that before, too, so you guys were old pros at the experience. What were you expecting differently? I mean, why would somebody go back a second or third or fourth, time to humans being more?
Well, I think, let me give you my take on it. And for me, it was just the fact that each time I went, the first time I got something out of it, the second time I got more. And this time it was even more enhanced, even though the first and the third instructors, or facilitators, I guess I should say, were the same. But I got more out of Jim Perry this time than I did the first time. It had nothing to do with Jim. It had everything to do with me. And I just think that it is an enriching experience that you never want to walk away from. You want to continue because you will continue to gain more, I'm sure, if you just open your mind and your heart.
Okay. And Pat, you said your background is a real estate teacher or coach, someone who taught that at the professional level. Had you ever experienced anything like this before?
No. I've been to all kinds of seminars, from Zig Ziglar to Tommy Hopkins, you name them. Dave and I have both done them. But this is a personal experience. And I think I related to you that I felt an uplift. It was like taking a deep breath this time and just letting your feelings break loose. And that's kind of, we were all breaking out of this shell, and that's how we came up with our name of the Cracked Shells.
And I'll never forget, ever, Jim Perry's look on his face when we went around, because one of the things, for those who haven't experienced it, you break up into groups of six at some point during the weekend, and you develop a group name. And our group of six, I'm sorry that the other three of us couldn't be on the call. One couple is on a plane as we speak right now, so it's very difficult to talk on the phone and be in the air. And then I was not able to track down Mariala, who would have been the spicy Latin to add a whole new mix to the conversation. However, what we discovered early on was that, Pat, exactly what you're alluding to, is that we went into this and there was something, and Dave, you hit on this as well, that in a personal level, this is a personal experience. You're not just sitting there taking notes. You're actually getting to process and facilitate in your own heart and in your mind what it is that needs to be either changed or tweaked or modified a little bit so that we can be empowered to not sell more Nikan product. That's not what this is about at all. It's so that we can walk away from this experience knowing, okay, what really is it that I'm supposed to do with my life, my purpose, my mission? And so literally I have something more to contribute to society and the people that I'm around. When we talk about cracked shells, we had an experience. I had an experience right at the very bat, or the very, you know, right off the bat. Dave, you mentioned that you know, on that personal level, you were more aware. What was it? Is there one word or one phrase or one sentence that you can think of that was the biggest aha for you? That, I mean, I know the answer to this question, but I want you to share it with the group.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're alluding to, whether you're alluding to the comment I made about cheating.
No, not for me. Not my, but for you. What was the one that made this one so different? And when you alluded to the fact that you're ready to, you know, you could go into a 30-year mortgage because you've got the, not only the energy physically, but mentally.
They talk about anti-aging and reversing aging and things of that nature, which I was always very skeptical about. However, I've seen physically it happen to me in the fact that I can do things that I couldn't do 10 years ago, keeping in mind that when I couldn't walk, I could walk, but I couldn't get up off the floor, and there was nearly constant pain. I couldn't lay on my right side, I couldn't lay on my left side, I couldn't lay on my back without experiencing pain when I was trying to sleep. Well, this awakens your whole body, your whole mental attitude, your whole spirit into the fact that you're alive again. There's a future. We went to our class reunion, our 52nd or whatever it was, high school class reunion. A bunch of old people there. And recognize them, you know. People waiting for their lives to wind down. Hey, mine's just starting a new era. Mm. I mean, it's a new beginning. I am just so elevated. In everything that I do, I used to be a grouch. I didn't like me as a grouch. And quite frankly, I enjoy everything that I do, the people that I'm around more, and it's all because of my outlook and what Nikan has brought to me. And humans being more and Nikan are synergetic. I'm sure you can get a benefit out of Nikan without humans being more, and I'm sure you can get a benefit of humans being more without Nikan. I experienced that at our first time we participated when an individual there who was an attorney ended up starting off by saying, I was drugged here, I don't want to be here, and he was very open about that, and at the end he was very open about how much he had gained from it, and he was in tears, of course. And this was a great big gruff individual, not the kind of man you expect his eyes to sweat, as you say, Vance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a whole new awakening. I feel more alive than I did 10 years ago, and I'm looking to a great future for a lot of years.
Okay. And Pat, I'm curious for you. I got the experience of having Dave as my, as we called each other, our swim buddy, that partner for the weekend that we had the opportunity, and this is when you said the word, this is a personal experience. Is processing and facilitating through each exercise. So if you went to nothing against Zig Ziglar and Al Carnegie courses that I've been through in my life as well. However, if you don't have time to process and facilitate through and say, okay, what was it that I really walked away? What's that snapshot that I can take from this experience that we just did? And Dave and I processed through a lot. But Pat, I'm curious for you, you were partnered up with Mariella, and did I pronounce that right? Is that?
Yes, Mariella.
Okay. Mariella. What was it for you?
I had contact with her, but I don't know why she didn't make it. Where I wish she was here because she was so dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I gained out of personally was, and I hadn't thought about this until you were asking now, in my background, I have always kind of been, you know, trying to take the leader and making things happen. facilitating the whole program, getting it together. Step one, two, three, four. Well, Dave and I think both had an experience. You stand at the very beginning and you eye up everyone that's in this room. And you start thinking, who do I want to partner with? Well, Dave and I have partnered together before. This is the first time we've taken the step and gone outside our own little circle. And we're standing there eyeing everyone up, as everyone else is. And I felt it was my responsibility to reach out and grab someone. Well, Dave and I never had a chance to move from our place in the circle. Dave was kind of tackled by Vance, and Mariella about knocked me off my feet. So, and it was, I think the beauty of Vance was the fact that there are two young people gravitating to the older people in the class. And we shared the generations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I had a personal biasness towards Dave in the fact that as one who just celebrated 14 years of marriage, when I found out that you guys had hit the 50-year mark, I just thought, you know, second to God, my marriage is the most important thing to me in life. So if I can, you know, glean a few tips from this couple during the course of the weekend, and that's exactly why, and nothing against you, Pat, I think you would have been a terrifically wonderful partner. However, I just said, you know, I'm going to get the male's perspective on this because I is one, and that's where I need to grow. And what I observed, and this is another thing that humans being more we experience, is that in that partnership relationship, and a lot of times people partner up with their spouse, or they partner up with their business partner, the one that they came with, and that's entirely fine. What I've discovered each time that I've gone through it is getting together with a complete stranger. Now, Stacy and I did it 3 months after we were married, and we were obviously partners. But getting together with a complete stranger, you have no agenda, you have no expectation, so to speak, of what you're going to glean from that other person. I think that's what was so rewarding and alarming for me was, Dave, for you and I, after that first exercise, to process through and to hear another person's perspective on what, you know, and I'm trying to remember if that exercise that Jim took us through was to share what was the biggest obstacle that we felt in our life. I think is that's how he phrased it. But Dave, in having you process through what I shared with you and put it into a different perspective, and I looked at Dave at that point and said, okay, I'm done. I think I got my money's worth. I'm ready to go home now. But obviously I couldn't because I made a commitment to be there for the full 2 days. And my flight didn't leave for 2 days later. But the bottom line was getting something out of that experience that you don't even realize was there. Now, what's happened for you guys since you've gone through it now, again, a few weeks ago? What have you been able to process and put into action, so to speak, from this last experience of humans being more?
Oh, I use four fingers a lot more.
And those of you who have been through it, you know what the finger exercise is and going through and connecting with other people. Why did that one exercise for you, Pat, mean so much this time? Or why are you using four fingers more?
Because I take the time to look at other people. It's not all about me.
Okay.
I look at the other person.
Okay. All right. And Dave, what about you? In the last few weeks, what's the biggest thing that you've applied?
I think that I would definitely agree with Pat and what she said on that. The only thing I would add to it, my dad used to call it being down in the dumps when you were feeling, oh, poor me, which I don't have that issue too much anymore, but I realize, and again, it was kind of an awakening just a moment or so ago in the fact that it doesn't take much to pull me up out of the dumps anymore. It's kind of like, oh well, and then I can move on to the real issues. People driving like they were the only person in the world, they don't bother me anymore, and they used to really distress me. But you know, go ahead, cut me off in the road, just stay away from my front fender. That type of thing, and it doesn't bother me. And you know what? Quite frankly, what we have to keep in mind is when we accept this type of an attitude, we were never affecting the other person anyhow. It was always us that was suffering. So why would you want to suffer from somebody else's stupidity? People will do those things, and we just have to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something to be said about yielding the future of our lives, or even that day or that few minutes, to somebody that we're more than likely, of the 6 billion people on the planet, we're never going to have any connection to them again. So why do we want to give them that much power?
Amen.
When God created each one of us to have the destiny and have the future that we need to reach out and grab. And I look back on every time I've gone through human being more, and I'm so reminded of some of the many things I've learned from Oswald Chambers, and that is, one of my favorite quotes in all the world is, God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome it. And it's when we take that step in the realm of the possibility, and that's one of the many, many things. Looking back, and again, I want to go back to or look at the experience of humans being more, a two-day class, if you could call it that. It's really not. An experience is not even the best word to describe it, because it's something that you walk away after it's done, and even in the midst of it, you're going, oh my gosh, I had no idea that I could grow so much in such a short amount of time. Looking back, and I know you're not supposed to, that we're never supposed to compare camps, say, well, that one was better than this one because this. But looking back, I think you said it was your fourth for you, Dave, your third, all with the same facilitator, which is tremendous.
No, it wasn't the same facilitator.
Oh, it wasn't the same
first
facilitator.
First and the fourth.
First and
fourth
third.
Fourth for me, first and third for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat had one without me.
Okay, so looking back over all of those, if you had to boil it down into one, could you describe this weekend experience in one sentence?
For me, it was me opening my mind and my heart.
Okay. What about you, Pat?
For me, it was saying, release yourself and go and have belief. Something I want to relate back, we spent some time with Larry Prophet, who is a fantastic guy. When he came in, I believe it was a week or two ahead of time, and he said something to me. You mentioned God before, and we always pray to God. But he made the comment, you can pray to God for chocolate cake, and then you want to give him the recipe. That's not the way it works. He knows the recipe. And I've combined this with what I experienced with Mariella and seeing just how much we have in common, even though we're so different.
Mm-hmm.
When we put God at our center. And that's my religion. But any religion out there, it's the universe we're working with.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's an interesting perspective that when we look at the fact that as a result of going through this experience, we were required to say, okay, as you said, God, here, I want chocolate cake. I'm going to do everything in my power to get chocolate cake. And then give them the recipe, which you already had. We don't necessarily need the 1, 2, 3 or the ABC steps to go through. I think the biggest thing that I walked away from this last experience is just do what you need to do. And Dave, your biggest thing, was procrastination and allowing that to take center stage. And, for me, it was giving too much of my time to something or yielding it to someone where it's really not going to get me going in the direction I need to do. It's great to be a servant. It's great to give to others. We need more of it. However, it can get to the point where we need to draw the line and say no more. Because, in my case, it often derails me, and it affects my family, and it affects my marriage. And that was the greatest thing for me, to walk away from that. What are you guys looking forward to for the future?
The convention right now.
And I knew that was coming. That was a loaded one. But, David, you said this, you know, a 30-year mortgage. And as one who, if I do the math real quick, if you guys were married right out of high school, that puts you right into your latter 60s, early 70s. And,
well, I'm a year and a half from 70.
Okay.
And in 6 months, I'll be 2 years from 70.
That bears forward thinking, for sure.
Well, go ahead.
And Nikan-wise, to get back to my question, where do you see this going for Dave and Pat Smith?
Well, we've had some things in our lives here just this past, early in this week, free us up to where we are going to be able to put more effort into our push for Diamond. There is a future. At 71, I'll be 72 in February, and I have a tremendous future available to me. It's already sitting there. All I have to do is go through the steps to grasp it, and that is very exciting because I, you know, when I was much younger, I thought, oh, boy, when the turn of the century comes, I'll be 62, you know, and that's going to be the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now I realize how much of a future, how exciting life is. I really am looking as much forward to tomorrow as I did 40 years ago look forward to tomorrow.
Okay. And what about you, Pat?
Well, the future holds a lot, and I have lived, and it was grueling to me. I had to give a commencement speech back in high school, even. And the words didn't mean a lot then, but they do now. My closing statement was, as James Russell Lowell once said, new occasions teach new duties. Time makes ancient good uncouth. We must upward still and onward, who would keep abreast the truth.
I think that pretty well sums it up.
Yep.
That if it's to be, it's up to me. And that's one of the statements,
yep,
I learned years and years ago when I started my Nikan journey. And, you know, for Stacy and I came home. In fact, I didn't even wait till I got home. I remember taking a picture of the two of you and sending it home via my phone. And I remember that conversation with your son, and I said to her, I cannot wait for you to meet Dave and Pat. And she says, yeah, you said that about people before. I said, yeah, this couple is so different. And the biggest part of that was because there was a forged connection at Humans Being More with you guys. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to jump on it and share your heart, because I think there's a lot of us out there that we may have experienced Humans Being More before, but as both of you guys have kind of set the example that every couple of years it's good to go back and get a refresher course. Let's fine-tune. Let's retweak that life cycle, that kind of put some new things on that piece of paper so we know where we're targeting, because things change. And Dave, as you just alluded to in the last week or so, things have been freed up, so now it's all of a sudden, and I, you know, last night at our high school's homecoming game, I could not believe, because I was talking to a gal that lives at the other end of our street, and she said, I really want to get a hold of you, and I lost your card. Could I have another? And I said, can I have one a year? She said, absolutely. Like, how difficult was that? And that's one of the things that, you know, going through this experience myself, is there's got to be more people in my backyard, literally, that need to have what Nikan has to offer, and we get that opportunity to share that with them. So, I want to encourage everybody, if you've not gone through it recently, go through it again as a repeater, as one who's attending and taking it in again. You know, $50, it will be the best $50 you've ever spent. And if you've gone through it before and you have not experienced the business fundamental portion of it, wow. And I know Dave and Pat, for you guys, was that practical? Was that, I mean, and again, aside from the fact that the guy who was the guest President's Club members on the line right now. Aside from that, did you glean anything from that?
Well, quite frankly, I glean each time I talk to one of the successful people, as you are, Vance, in the business, I learned something. Sat down with Gordon Williams here, what was it, a week or so ago, and again, learned more. It's just as we grow and our eyes open, we can see more and hear more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, again, thank you both. Dave and Pat Smith have been our guests this morning, and they hail from, what is the city you got? You're outside of Orlando, correct?
Mickey Mouse Town. No, we live in downtown Orlando.
You live in downtown Orlando. Okay. And yes, that's where Mickey and Minnie live. That's the way our girls know it anyways. We used to refer to it as Mickey World before they could pronounce Disney. And it's always been that way. But those of you who will be at the convention, just look for the names Dave and Pat Smith on the name badge from Orlando, Florida, and then you'll be able to connect a face with the voice. And again, you guys, thank you for taking time to be on the call. And want to remind our listeners, if you missed something they said, especially that great quote from Pat at the end there, you can go back and listen to the recording, which can be found at www.canbe4u.biz. The word can, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, dot biz, B-I-Z, and then /S, okay? And if you are listening via the recording and want to join us live sometime, I've had emails from people saying, hey, how do I get on the call live? It's simply area code 319-279-1000 is the phone number. Again, 319-279-1000. And the code to punch in when you connect with the line is 62862 pound. So you guys have a wonderful weekend.